Chapter 11. Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty warrior. His father was Gilead. His mother was a prostitute. Gilead's wife also bore him sons, and when they were grown up, they drove Jephthah away. "You are not going to get any inheritance in our family," they said, "because you are the son of another woman." So Jephthah fled from his brothers and settled in the land of Tob, where a group of adventurers gathered around him and followed him. Sometime later, when the Ammonites made war on Israel, the elders of Gilead went to get Jephthah from the land of Tob.
"Come,"
they said,
"be our commander so we can fight the Ammonites."
Jephthah said to them,
"Didn't you hate me and drive me from my father's house? Why do you come to me now when you're in trouble?"
The elders of Gilead said to him,
"Nevertheless, we are turning to you now. Come with us to fight the Ammonites, and you will be our head over all who live in Gilead."
Jephthah answered,
"Suppose you take me back to fight the Ammonites, and the Lord gives them to me. Will I really be your head?"
The elders of Gilead replied,
"The Lord is our witness. We will certainly do as you say."
So Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and commander over them, and he repeated all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. Then Jephthah sent messengers to the Ammonite king with the question,
"What do you have against us that you have attacked our country?"
The king of the Ammonites answered Jephthah's messengers,
"When Israel came up out of Egypt, they took away my land from the Arnon to the Jabbok, all the way to the Jordan. Now give it back peaceably."
Jephthah sent back messengers to the Ammonite king, saying,
"This is what Jephthah says. Israel did not take the land of